أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمل ممددة. We're reading the Surah Humaza, and in it Allah explained Humaza, Lumaza, that those people who don't have control of their tongue and looking for the faults of other people, and the other added great weakness they have got, that they've got great greed in them and stinginess, that they just want to amass wealth all the time. So Allah Ta'ala says, and they feel that this wealth of theirs will last forever and ever, and because of their pride, they look down upon others, they belittle others, and they think they are very good within themselves. So Allah Ta'ala says, do they think that their wealth will last forever, and this is their own respect and honor which within themselves they have built up, and they think that they are somebody great and big, do they think it will last forever? Kalla, never ever. It's not going to last and forever, neither in this world. How many times Allah Ta'ala causes the wealth of great, great people, great empires just to crush down. And in this world already they see they are left with absolutely nothing. It is reported one person in Zimbabwe who had taken out his pension, etc. Later, when the currency was devalued, the bank called him in to work out everything, and he was happy that he was going to have a nice old age and a nice return on his pension. A non-Muslim person, when the bank worked out everything, he only had so much over that he could buy one banana. That is all, nothing more than that. So Allah shows in this world also, and emphatically Allah says, Kalla, what you think you're going to last, and for generations your wealth will carry on, and we don't have to earn any more. We have got more than enough. No, it is not that the case. And in fact, what it will be, لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ وہ پھینکا جائے گا اس روننے والی میں. And here also, with stress, Allah says, the lam of la is also of stress, then the noon with tashdeed on it is also with stress. Undoubtedly, definitely, they will be thrown into hutama. What is hutama? Allah Ta'ala Himself says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ. And what is it that will explain to you what is this hutama, which a literal translation means crushing. This is a fire that will crush the people that will go into it. And the fire of Jahannam, yeah, as Allah explained, and in other places also, what the terrible severity of it is. Firstly, it is named hutama, that which crushes. Narullah, it is the fire of Allah Ta'ala. It is not anyone else's made fire, as Allah is so great, so strong, so powerful. Everything, His ni'mats are so great, His azab is also just so severe. May Allah protect us all. And it is al-muqada, that it has been lit by Allah Ta'ala. And this fire is burning, raging at this moment. The Jahannam is in existence now, Jannat is also in existence now. And one special quality of this fire of Allah Ta'ala is الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ وہ جھانک لیتی ہے دل کو. That fire goes straight to the heart. The fire of this dunya does not reach the heart of a person. A person burns and then mort overtakes him. His body burns, his heart doesn't reach the stage where it reaches the heart. And the heart is the most delicate part in the body. The material of the heart is the most delicate. But the fire of Jahannam, this muqada, this fire hutama, it will go directly to the heart. And that will be, the pain will be much, much more severe than what the fires of this dunya are. And then another terrible quality of this fire, innaha alayhim muqsada. Unko usme mon diya hai, and they will be completely compelled to stay within it. Like you have a pot and you put the lid in, and it is a proper lid which has been screwed and sealed. So what is inside will not be able to go outside, and what is outside will not be able to go inside. So the people of Jahannam, like in this world, a person, Allah protect us all, is in some severe pain. He walks around, and that gives him some relief. What relief? Hardly. But at least he feels he's walking around. Fire of Jahannam, a person won't be able to do that also, to even get that superficial relief whatsoever. And the heat of the fire will not escape. Like the lid is put on, it cannot escape. And the cool air of outside cannot come in to give some relief, some type of relief. It will be there, they will be compelled in it, fastened in it, and there will be no way that they get any relief. Fi amadi mumaddada, lambe lambe sutuno me, and they will be there in tall, tall, towering towers which will be very tall. Either the Mufassirin say they will be fastened to those towers, so they cannot move at all. Or the towers, they will be giving off that fire. They will be at the entrance of Jahannam, and they will be giving off that fire from which a person cannot escape. These are those terrible conditions. And this is all, even that fire which will reach to the heart. The believers also who will have to go to Jahannam, but they will be saved of that fire that goes to the heart. But the non-believers, it will go straight to their heart, attack them right on their heart. And this shows also that even believers will go to the fire of Jahannam. For example, if we die with one iota of pride, and if we have to analyze ourselves, we might be very unpleasantly surprised that we have got so much of pride in us. Today, not only the rich have got pride, even the poor have got pride. Not only the learned have got pride because of their knowledge, the ignorance, they are ignorant, but yet they have got pride also. And a person will not be able to enter Jannah until that pride is not burnt out from the fire of Jahannam. If Allah did not forgive a person, he did not correct his life, he did not make tawbah, and he goes with it, and Allah does not forgive him, then that pride, he would have to go to the fire of Jahannam. Every lie that we speak, every backbiting that we do, and we did not ask for forgiveness, we did not get it redeemed, then, and Allah does not forgive it, then there will be no other way but to go to the fire of Jahannam and get it first washed and clean. Jannat, only who are pure will enter Jannat. Either by our tawbah Allah makes us pure, Allah forgives us and we become pure, or otherwise we'll have to suffer in the qabr to be purified. We'll have to suffer in Jahannam to be purified. So it is a thing of great concern. And today, when every attack is made on Iman, our very Iman is being attacked today, and if we have to go without Iman, Allah gave it to us free of charge. We have got that Iman. At least if we can't bring other people into Iman, if we can't increase that Iman, at least we must protect that Iman. And that must be our real prime concern, that we live with Iman and die with Iman. May Allah make it easy, have mercy upon us all, on the whole Ummah, the whole creation. And we should make dua that Allah blesses every jinn and man with Iman, and Allah takes us with this Iman. And accordingly, our effort and our life must be also like that. Not that we are worried of this Iman, but we are doing everything that is opposite to this Iman. So Allah has put us here, not for this dunya's sake, but to make our akhirat, to make our Iman. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and that brings us to the end of the Surah Humaza, and may Allah Ta'ala accept it, and we make shukr to Allah for having given us this, and we beg Him that He gives us amal also on it, and that we live and die by it.